understand even really this flame that is going. The influence is one way, not the other way. So the body of Ahmed was not important to change his spirit. Yes.
Such as sickness and sleep and pain, the spirit is untouched by these afflictions.
Did you know that? Touch. Okay, there was for 2 weeks, Rumi ate something bad and he had a dysentery and fever and all of that. So we should look around and find that evening that he was like that. And no, the spirit of Rumi is this. So what that he was sick or whatever. To me, the best is Toulouse-Lautrec. Toulouse-Lautrec is a guy who falls down when he's 14 years old. He breaks both legs and the legs will not go longer. So he has short legs like this. And everybody is laughing at him and he's living in with prostitutes. He was always drunk. So what? He is the guy who invented the poster-like painting. And he is the master of painting. Do we care about his physical shape? It's exactly like that in humanity. There is the spirit and there is the body. Yes.
Indeed, I cannot describe the spirit. And if I describe it, quaking would fall upon this phenomenal existence and spatiality. If its fox was perturbed for a moment, belike the lion spirit was then asleep. That lion which is immune from sleep was asleep. Lo, a complacent, terrible lion? The lion feigns to be asleep, so that those curs think he is quite dead. Else, who in the world would dare to rob a poor man of a grain of turpent mineral?
Okay. Translation. Did you notice? He went through a lot of delicate stuff to tell you that, listen, it's not like you see or you could imagine. Let me give you a little bit of help to imagine. First, I cannot really explain this stuff, because if I do, the earthquake will tremble the existence and everything will be ruined. Right? Hello? Okay, let me give you an example. If there was a moment that this little animal was doing a little bit of stuff freely because the lion was sleeping. This is how it happens. The lion is sleeping, so the fox will do mung mung mung. Aha. But the lion will never sleep. The lion doesn't need to sleep. If he's doing this, covering his eyes, it's for the others. Because if the lion is awake, nobody could move. Everybody out of fear will hide and nobody could live. So this is somehow, it works for public, for the rest of the animals to live in, because to them, lions look like he is sleeping, right? Let's go to Ahmed. Yeah.
The foam of Ahmed was torn by that sight, but his sea surged up for the love of the foam.
Mm-hmm. Means there was a scratch on his hand, and this will make the ocean to move. This is what it is. when you compare the consequence. Yes?
The moon is entirely a bounteous light-diffusing hand. If the moon had no hand, let it have none. If Ahmad should display that glorious pinion, Gabriel would remain dumbfounded unto everlasting.
Yeah, did you get it? It goes to other side of the exaggeration to say, hey, this Muhammad, if he shows a little bit of his feather, the Gabriel will go blind. It's like, means, we don't say he will do this, he will say that, that this is bigger, this is smaller. These are all beyond. Somehow you could understand it if you look at it being exaggerated. Then you understand what we are talking about. Yes.
When Ahmad passed beyond the low tree and his place of watch and station and furthest limit, he said to him, hark, fly after me. He said, go, go, I am not thy companion.
Are you getting it? What is he talking about? He's talking about the moment that Gabriel is sent to pick up Muhammad and go to God. We know what happens. The Gabriel comes as a horse, as a lady with a horse body and wings. Muhammad will mount and will hang on the hairs of the lady because Gabriel is lady. Gabriel will take him up to the fourth level. What is the fourth level? Ah, you don't know. Because in Rumi's time, they count from earth. So, sun will be the fourth one. We are the third planet, right? They go reverse and we are the first. So the sun is the fourth one. He arrives over there and stops. This is the conversation over there. Muhammad will start to walk and we'll tell him, come with me. He says, oh pity, this is my limit. I cannot come. This is that moment. Yes.
He answered him saying, come, O destroyer of veils. I have not yet advanced to my zenith. He replied, O my illustrious friend, if I take one flight beyond this limit, my wings will be consumed. This tale of the elect losing their senses in the most elect is nothing but amazement on amazement.
Ah, the translation doesn't do. The feeling in the verse is fantastic. First of all, it is started with what? Hayratan dar hayrata amad in qisas. Qisas means the stories and these special stories that we are talking about, the stories of the Bible and the Quran and all that. Hayrat, which is bewilderment. Hayrat andar hayrat. Bewilderment is these stories. Means remember the stories we say, we make these stories up, and you cannot really understand it. It's like that. It's bewilderment in bewilderment. Yes, here the prophet could fly higher than Gabriel. And you cannot say, so what? Why from the beginning he didn't went up? Why go four steps with the horse and then walk three steps? What is that? He says, aha. There, we make this story here this way to make you understand that there is a limit even to the flying of Gabriel. So all the stories we make are like this. Remember, they're made up stories in which each word we mean something and the opposite of that thing at the same time. This is what it is. We started with this. When we look at that yin and yang, we see yin and yang. We see one sign, black and white, both of them. and each of them is at the center of the other one, right? This is how it is. When we're talking about bewilderment, what is bewilderment? Next book, right? What is the subject of the next book? Bewilderment. Here he will say, you should understand this bewilderment and bewilderment. Why? Because we are talking about beyond the logic. This is not understandable. Logically, no. That's why we need two stuff, and I explained it to you, Rumi. Rumi explained it to you. First he said, we tell the stories. Why? Because the meaning of the story is vast, and you could expand it, and you could use it this way or that way, in this place or that place. Then, the poetic language, because in poetic language, one word does not have one meaning, no way. Whatever in poetic language has a couple of... Why? Because it's not talkable. We cannot say it really, because it's like this. Layer by layer by layer, I explain it to you, to different stuff. And at the end, I could really give you the feeling when I started to make a lion who is sleeping, who is not sleeping. At the same time, to come to Muhammad, who is a prophet, and at the same time, that cadaver, which is earth or weather. Both. Nothing is dividable. Division is made by your brain, because you want to bring everything to a simple subject to give it an answer of yes or no. But existence is not this. Yes.
Here, all other unconsciousness are a mere play. How long will you keep possession of your soul? For it is a case of abandoning your soul.
Here, what's happening is this. All these unconsciousness and blah blah, these are the games. Because these games are made to take your jhan away. Yes. What is jhan? Jhan is the living part of animal. In Persian language we say jhan. Dar means a living creature. Having jhan. And normally we say janavar, janvar, because jhan is the life, right? Jhan is the essence of life. That's not mine. Yes, I have jhan as well, but I have something more than that, that I give this jhan for that one. Because this is jhan, there is a jhan of jhan, and there is janane. Janane means beloved. This way goes to the beloved. That's why they play with the word jhan, which is not translatable in other languages. Not even Arabs, they don't get it really, the essence. Because here we say jhan. Okay, and you have the word dir, right? In Persian language is jhan. You put it at the beginning, you put it at the end. You say dear Steve, and you say yes, Steve John. That's what John is, because that's essence of life, right? All of that. Here you say that. That is nonsense here. We are talking about beyond that, yes?
Oh, Gabriel, though you are noble and revered, you are not the moth, nor the candle either.
I said, this one doesn't burn, that one, candle. Oh my Gabriel, you are none of those both. Yes?
When the candle calls at the moment of illumination, the soul of the moth does not shrink from burning. Bury this topsy-turvy discourse. Make the lion contrariously the prey of the onanger.
This is what it is. You see, oh my dear Gabriel,